What's up, you guys? I'm Haley.
And I'm Andrea.
And this is Inhuman, a true crime podcast. Welcome back. Happy new week.
Yay.
Happy day. Whenever you're listening to this.
Happy week, happy month.
Exactly. Hope you guys are all doing well. Today I have a little bit of a shorter case, but I wanted to share the story because I feel like because it's one that doesn't have as many details, it's not like shared as often in the podcast format. Because I just feel like, you know, a lot of podcasters and a lot of podcasts do like longer episodes, which are obviously great. And we love to do those too. But sometimes there's cases like this where it's a solved case. It wasn't like a super crazy long investigation or anything like that. So there's just not as many like details to make a long story. So it's not shared as often.
Deserve to have their story shared and, you know, more awareness brought to it. And
exactly. And they deserve to be known.
Be like that, you know?
Yeah. So I wanted to share this. And this was actually a suggested case. I'm pretty sure it was suggested like years ago when we started getting suggestions, because it was at like kind of the top of our suggested list, because we just keep a running list with all of our suggestions, and it was at the top, which means it was put on there very early. Thank you to whoever suggested this case. But this is the story of the murder of Tracy Lee Jones. On June 22nd, 2020, a body was found inside a 50-gallon storage tote floating in a lake in Kentucky.
Oh my God.
The woman, Tracy Jones, had been murdered, and as the investigation into her death began, authorities learned that a complicated history with some quote-unquote work colleagues may have led to her death.
What? Okay.
Yeah. So in June 2020, think that we are in the middle of the pandemic in June 2020, like the thick of it.
Yeah.
Ugh. You like social distancing, have to wear masks and
PTSD,
all of that.
Ugh.
Yeah, really. But in June 2020, authorities in Kentucky and Tennessee reached out to the Texas Rangers for help with a homicide investigation. So they had found a body floating in a river in Kentucky, but they believed that the tote had been dumped in Tennessee and floated over state lines. In the tote, there were multiple holes drilled into the red lid so that it would fill with water and sink. Oh, and then the top was zip tied shut so it wouldn't pop off. But it was floating, and it was found floating in the river. And when authorities got it open, they found a victim inside who they identified as 41-year-old Tracy Lee Jones.
Oh my gosh.
Initially, the investigation was started by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation in conjunction with the Kentucky State Police, because they realized that it had floated over state lines into Kentucky, but they also realized that it had come from Tennessee. So these two law enforcement agencies were working together. But after they identified Tracy, they found out that she was from Dublin, Texas. So they then reached out to the Texas Rangers for help with the investigation. And honestly, the reason I mentioned the pandemic was because this surprised me that they worked all together and were able to like get this going so quickly, because I feel like during that pandemic time, you did like everybody was doing as little as possible to be in contact with other people. And so the fact that like two agencies got in on it right away, and then they got a third agency involved, just it was good that they got it going so quickly.
But there was also like this weird sense of like camaraderie during that
time too.
So like maybe they were just in their feels because of everything else going on. I know that sounds silly because they're like, you know, professional
law enforcement
investigators. But like, you never know. I mean, I'm glad that they acted together, because we don't always hear that.
Yeah. And that's a good point. And I think that that really led to it getting solved as quickly as it did.
True.
So it didn't take long for investigators to learn that 2 months before her death, Tracy had been in contact with an attorney. So Texas Ranger Danny Briley reached out to this attorney, a man named Heath Allen, and it was described that he had an attorney-client relationship with Tracy. And when contacted by Ranger Briley, he said that Tracy had been in a dispute with two people named Jeffrey and Tammy Rogers, who said she had hired her to create pornography.
Oh.
Reportedly, Jeffrey and Tammy Rogers had hired Tracy to engage in the production of pornography with a company called Circle V Entertainment, which Jeffrey Rogers owned. And it's unclear exactly how long this relationship that they had lasted, but in the fall of 2019, the relationship fell apart. And Tracy had been living at the Rogers home in Arlington, Texas, and then they moved out of the home into an RV, and Tracy moved into that RV with them. So it kind of, the way it's described, it sounds like they had more of, it was like a relationship, and then they also created pornography.
Okay. Like a throuple?
Kind of. It okay. kind of sounds like that, but they were paying her. So.
And they were like a legit business, like a legit format or not format.
Supposedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they just were like, let's go get our LLC and slap this name on it. And ta-da, we're a pornography business. I don't know how that works, but.
I don't either. And I did not research it because that's not really relevant to the story, but. They were paying her. She was getting paid to do this. And she had been living with them. But in the fall of 2019, she had left Arlington, moved out, and moved in with a friend in Dublin, Texas, which is where she was originally, she grew up.
Okay.
That friend told Ranger Briley that during multiple conversations, Tracy had explained that she had, quote, been compensated for engaging in sexual acts with the Rogers couple through Venmo and a shared Wells Fargo bank account. So she had been paid for what she had done.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. According to a later interview with Tammy Rogers, after the relationship ended, Tracy threatened to contact both an NBC News affiliate in Fort Worth and the Arlington, Texas Independent School District, where Tammy Rogers was a principal at.
Oh.
Yeah. So according to Tammy in later interviews, she said that Tracy had been threatening this for a while. And in April 2020, Tracy reached out to this lawyer, and she told the lawyer, Heath Allen, that she was afraid that the Rogers would somehow harm her to prevent her from releasing the information about this Circle V Entertainment, the pornography production, and all of that.
Okay, so Tracy was going to expose them, essentially, because she felt threatened that they were going to, like, harm her.
So I think it was kind of the opposite. She was going to expose them. Why is exactly, it's not exactly clear.
Okay.
But then she felt threatened after she said she was going to expose them. Right. And she actually already contacted one local media outlet, and she contacted the Arlington ISD, that school district.
Right.
And so she had already reached out, and then she started feeling threatened. So she told her attorney, Allen, that she believed the Rogers were potentially motivated to harm her. So according to an affidavit, quote, attorney Allen believed Jeffrey and wife, Tammy Rogers, would be motivated to harm Tracy Jones for the purpose of preventing her from releasing information they held in confidence between the three of them.
Okay.
So essentially, like, she had reached out to the school district and the news outlet, but she hadn't, like, given them too much information.
Exposed.
Exactly. So then they were concerned that she was gonna do more.
Okay.
So after learning that Tracy was from the attorney, that Tracy was in this relationship with the Rogers, investigators interviewed Tammy Rogers, who confirmed that Tracy had been paid to produce pornography through her husband's company, Circle V Entertainment. Tammy admitted that a threesome between herself, her husband, and Tracy had kind of been happening, but it fell through. And after that, Jeffrey was the only one to perform any sexual acts with Tracy.
Okay.
Tammy explained that the relationship between the three had ended, but that Jeffrey would continue to pay Tracy for sex and that he was paying her more and more.
Oh.
According to the affidavit, Tammy also claimed that she lost her job as an elementary school principal, quote, due to a complaint from Tracy about Circle V Entertainment. So in May of 2020, Tammy had actually lost her job after Tracy went to the school district.
Whew.
Yeah. A spokeswoman for the Arlington ISD said that Tammy Rogers resigned in May 2020 after working in the district since 1989. So the way that Tammy made it sound was that she was fired, but according to that statement from the school district, she resigned. So
maybe they didn't give her a choice.
Yeah, like yeah. Like they kind of were like, this is, you know, not okay. A principal can't be involved in this.
Yeah, and I do understand their standpoint, their viewpoint on that. But also, like, she's a human. Like, as long as she's keeping her work and her personal life separate, which obviously at this point she's not, because people are coming forward and exposing right. her. But it's like, you know, if she wants to go and, you know, make porn, like, that's her business, as long as it's not yeah. like, I don't know. It's like it's a gray area for me, but
it is for me too. And also because
I wouldn't do wasn't it, but, like, you know,
right. But Tammy wasn't the one who, like, owned the company.
True.
Like, it was her husband's company. So, like, you know, yeah, she might have known about it, but, like, she wasn't the one operating this company.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. But either way, she was no longer working there. On June 15th, 2020, Jeffrey Rogers, Tammy's husband, purchased that 50-gallon plastic tote. It matched the one that Tracy would later be found in. And there is video surveillance from the Lowe's that he purchased it at, showing him going and purchasing that tote. The next day, June 16th, Jeffrey told Tammy that he was going to meet Tracy in Dublin. Now, this was something that he would do. And Tammy knew that he was going and paying her for sex. And he told her at this point that he was going to pay her.
Okay.
Tammy said she didn't know exactly how much he was paying her, but Tammy basically assumed that he was going to pay her, but also go meet up with her, have sex with her, and pay her.
Okay.
Tracy's friend, who she lived with, stated that on that day, June 16th, she saw Tracy walking from the house, and she believed she saw Jeffrey Rogers pick Tracy up down the road and then drive off with her, and she never saw Tracy again. Tammy told investigators that Jeffrey was gone all night and didn't respond to 3 text messages that she had sent him, and he didn't return home until 6:45 a.m. the next day.
It's not good.
On June 17th, that next day after Jeffrey returned home, the Rogers left Texas to drive to Kentucky to visit Tammy's father, who had recently had open heart surgery. Tammy would later tell detectives that during that trip, she, quote, knew that there was a cooler in the back of the pickup truck with drinks, but never looked in the back of the pickup truck during the trip. So the truck had, like, a shell on it. If you've ever seen, like, pickup trucks with a shell, it basically, you can't just, like, see in the back as obvious as, like, a pickup truck without a shell. Because when I first read this, I was like, you didn't notice that there was a tote in the back, like, you really thought it was a cooler, but if there's a shell on it, you can't see directly in as easily, and so it makes sense that she was like, oh, like, he probably just said there's a cooler in the back with some drinks, and that she just was like, okay, great.
So they had Tracy with them from Texas to Kentucky in the back of the truck. Oh my god, that is horrific.
So video from 2 different surveillance cameras caught the Rogers truck during this trip, and in the surveillance video, you can see a large black container in the back.
Wow.
According to the affidavit, Ranger Briley identified Jeffrey as the only person that accessed the back of the vehicle during the drive, and that he was the only one touching the container. but apparently a couple times seen on surveillance video, he could be seen going to the back of the truck and accessing that camper shell hatch and then touching the container. After arriving in Kentucky on the evening of June 17th, Jeffrey Rogers rented a pontoon boat the next day in Paris, Tennessee. According to Tammy, he left in their vehicle that still had that quote-unquote cooler in the back, and he was gone until about noon. Surveillance footage from that morning shows Roger arriving at a dock in Paris, Tennessee at 8:46 a.m. He rented a boat from Paris Landing Pontoon Rentals for half a day, renting it from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. At 9:33 a.m., he can be seen loading a container covered in a blanket onto the front of the boat, and then at 9:52 a.m., he departs the dock.
And he's solo, right?
He's alone, just him.
Interesting.
Okay. And then Tammy said he returned around noon.
And she wasn't like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we're here to see my dad who's recovering from open heart surgery. Why are you going out on a boat?
Yeah, I don't know. Knows?
Like, it's just so weird.
Who knows the relationship they had? True. Maybe she was like, let him just go do whatever the
really
fuck
he
wants.
Really loves fishing, and he was like, I gotta go fishing as soon as we get there.
Yeah, who knows?
That's so weird.
And then on June 22nd, 2020, that container was found floating in the river just north of the Kentucky state line. Inside the tote was Tracy's body. And upon an autopsy, her cause of death was identified as strangulation and her manner of death was homicide.
Oh my God.
On June 23rd, the next day after she was found, the Rogers returned home from their trip to Kentucky, and upon their return, an arrest warrant for Jeffrey was issued and executed, and he was arrested and initially charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with evidence. Oof. Because, you know, at this point, they really only have evidence to prove that he discarded the body. You know, they don't yet have evidence to 100% prove that he had killed Tracy. And so that's why he was only charged with that. After his arrest, Tammy was first questioned by police, and that's when they learned all of these details about the relationship the couple had with Tracy, the pornography production company, and then Jeffrey's actions in the days before Tracy's body was found.
Okay, so she was like forthcoming right off.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Jump.
She told them everything, and it was very clear to them that she didn't know what he had done and was not trying to hide anything. She was just telling them, like, look, he said he was going to meet with Tracy. I didn't hear from him all night, and he came back the next morning. We drove to Kentucky. This tote was in the back, but I didn't touch it. He then the next day went on a boat. Like, she gave all this information up and wasn't trying to, like, hide anything. But it also seems like, you know, maybe she had guessed that what he had done, but she didn't know or was involved at all.
Okay.
Authorities also obtained a search warrant for Tammy's father's home that the Rogers had stayed at in Tennessee or in Kentucky from the 17th to the 23rd. And during that search, they found drill bits and tool marks, quote, best described as apparent plastic pieces consistent with the same color and material as the lid found zip tied over the victim's body in the black tote. Mm. On July 1st, Jeffrey Rogers requested to speak with Ranger Briley. And when he did, he confessed.
Good.
Rogers claimed that on June 16th, he took Tracy to a hotel in Stephenville, Texas. They left the hotel together, likely after having sex. And according to Jeffrey, he then, quote, became scared of the victim and subsequently caused her death. Hmm. So we don't know. He doesn't say exactly, like,
why happened. Why he was scared.
But I would guess that she probably threatened again to go to the media or, you know, something like that. And then he, in a rage, strangled her to death.
Wow.
Jeffrey told Briley that he was the only one involved and that his wife had no involvement in Tracy's death, saying, quote, I own it and Tammy had nothing to do with it.
Well, that's good. Because it sounds like she really didn't. I mean,
yeah, I don't think she did at all.
Yeah.
After his confession, video surveillance was obtained from the Holiday Inn in Stephenville where Rogers took Tracy, and it was confirmed that they left the hotel together and Tracy was alive when they left, but the clothes that she was seen in that video were the same clothes that she was found in the tote.
Right.
So this just further confirmed that she was killed after they left the hotel and kind of corroborated Roger's story.
Okay.
Jeffrey Rogers admitted that his relationship that he had with Tracy and his wife had deteriorated for multiple reasons, one being that Tracy had contacted that local news station and the Arlington School District about his pornography production business. After this confession, Jeffrey Rogers was formally charged with the first-degree murder of Tracy Lee Jones.
Mm.
According to the affidavit, quote, Rogers stated what he did with the victim's body was dishonorable in regard to discarding her body in Tennessee, but he wanted the Tennessee charges that were against him, the tampering with evidence and abuse of a corpse, to go away in exchange for details about the victim's death. Rogers said, quote, I want to tell you why and how I did it, but after Tennessee drops their charges.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it probably was because if he was charged in two states, he yeah. would have to face like two different trials, two different, you know, all of that. Yeah. So he wanted the Tennessee charges to be dropped. And he basically was using what he knew about what he did as a bargaining chip.
I mean, that's smart, even though he's disgusting and vile. Like, obviously, he was educated enough, probably by his lawyer, to know yeah. to do that.
Yeah. He also admitted during his confession to Ranger Briley that he had texted Tracy after the murder to try and throw off the investigation. But it's like, that's all he did. Like, yeah. he did all these other moves that were so obvious
yeah,
and pointed what he did. But, oh, but he texted her and he thought that that was going to throw, I don't know. He obviously yeah. wasn't that smart.
No. Well, just the fact that he did what he did, I mean, that proves that he's not very smart because, you know, I understand like maybe feeling backed into a corner, but you started the pornography business. You
clearly were doing something wrong that she felt she had to need. Go
yeah
and like reveal what was going on. She wasn't just doing that to what, get money or something? Like, no, that there was clearly yeah. something wrong about it.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Rogers remained in jail on these charges for the next almost year and a half. Just, you know, COVID.
Yeah. Taking everything time. Everything was delayed.
Yeah. But despite his confession, he was unwilling to plead guilty.
What?
Again, probably at his lawyer's urging. Yeah. Saying like, hey,
you
like.
You have to. Like,
yeah.
But like, what do you think is going to happen?
I know. In late 2022, Rogers was a week away from going to trial, where he would be facing 5 to 99 years if convicted. But before the trial could begin,
don't tell
he
me.
Changed his plea okay. to guilty.
Oh, good, good. I thought you were going to say he ended his life.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
he good. Changed his plea to guilty. That's and in smart. Return, he was given a sentence of 30 years in prison, which... because he was facing 5 to 99 years and yeah. would probably get a lot more. So because he pleaded guilty, he got 30 years.
I hate and that.
And he will become eligible for parole in the year 2035 when he will be 75 years old.
I mean, I feel like he should be sentenced to life, but, you know.
Yep.
At least most of his life is over at that point. I mean, technically, yeah. he could probably still have like a whole ass like child and like get married and...
He probably
all
could.
All of that at 75, I mean, technically.
Yeah, but the good thing is, just because he's eligible doesn't mean he will True. Be granted parole.
True. So. And usually the first time they're not. Most of the time.
Yeah. After Rogers' plea agreement was entered, District Attorney Alan Nash said, quote, "We grieve for the Jones family for their loss of Tracy. This sentence provides a measure of temporal justice for Tracy and her family while minimizing the presentation of mitigating and unpleasant evidence regarding the nature of the crime and the history of the relationship leading up to the crime." So Jeffrey Rogers is in prison. Will be for at least the next 12 years, 11 years.
11.
11? 11 yeah. years.
He's at 35, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And he will be 75 years old when he becomes eligible for parole, and hopefully he won't get parole because he murdered somebody.
Yeah. Fucked up.
And Tammy Rogers had no involvement, was never charged, and never even, like, suspected. Nobody questioned whether or not she knew more than what she had revealed. It right. wasn't like, you know, people had tried to say, like, oh, she did
this or that,
involved or whatever. Like, she had no involvement.
And she was, like, you know, victim in this, too, because she, I mean, I don't want to say she was, like, forced into the situation of, you know, being involved in, like, the sexual stuff. I mean, maybe she was 100% on board with that. We don't know. But the fact that she, like, lost her job and then had to go through, like, all, like, knowing that her husband drove a body.
Yeah, when she was in the car.
And she was right there in the car. Yeah, that would be just mortifying. I mean.
Yeah. And she had to go deal with, you know, after the relationship between the three of them ended, Jeffrey still continuing to pay Tracy for sex and like doing this. And who knows the dynamic of the relationship, but still, she, like you said, she was a victim in this as well.
Yeah.
Tracy Jones had worked as a waitress for most of her life, but she was also passionate about helping animals. Mm. She loved her family and is described by those who knew and loved her as a free spirit.
Aww.
According to her obituary, she was a mama's girl, and she is now finally at rest with her mom.
Oh, that's so sad.
But that is the heartbreaking story of the murder of Tracy Jones. And like I said at the top of the episode, I know that this is a shorter one, and I almost didn't cover it when I saw that there was, like, you know, it was a quickly resolved case.
Yeah.
But Tracy's story deserves to be out there, and she deserves to be known, because she was a victim, and her life was senselessly taken, and... Yeah. Just because it was solved quickly and there's not a lot of details doesn't mean that her story doesn't deserve to be told.
Right.
So I wanted to share about her with you today. She is remembered as, like, such just a kind, loving person. And in her obituary, it said, in lieu of flowers, please donate to a humane society. Aww. So I think that just shows you, like, the type of person that she was, that her family members knew that that's what she would want.
Yeah.
But I hope she is resting peacefully, and I'm so glad that at least she got justice. Her family didn't have to go through, like, this entire trial where all the details came out. So that was good, at least. That was a good part of the plea deal. You know, they will have to be aware of her killer facing parole in 11 years from now. But, like, hopefully he won't get out. I mean, at that point, he'll have only served, like, 13 or 14 years of his 30-year sentence, so.
Yeah, he needs to at least serve his 30 years, but, you know.
Yeah, which he was 60 board. Years old when he was arrested, so he'd be 90 if he serves the whole sentence, so.
That's just insane, like.
And the fact that, like, what really shocked me was how, not random, because, like, obviously he had a motive, but he just killed her in, like, a rage. Like, what type of person does he have to be to get so angry so quickly that he just strangled her?
Well, it's weird to me too that he continued to have a sexual relationship with her, knowing that she was potentially going to expose him, and that she had gotten his wife fired from her job, even though she quote unquote resigned. Like, I mean, I want to say maybe he had feelings for her that were deeper than just sexual, and
that
maybe
definitely could have
it
been.
Wasn't going the route, the path that he was hoping it was going to go with her.
Yeah, and, like, her not giving up on saying she was going to go to the media, or even maybe just rejecting him of, like, wanting more of a relationship could have led to it. And so, like, so senseless, because she was just living her life, and she was just trying to
make ends meet.
And she was taken advantage of, and then her life was taken so senselessly.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she at least got justice, and hopefully he will never get out of prison. And, you know, hopefully she is resting peacefully with her mom, and they're reunited and back together. But that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. We will have a brand new episode for you later this week. And until then, keep it human.
Bye, guys.